Okay, Bob, let's move to the next one, Ted Cox.
Okay, this property is located at 168 Fieldstone Drive. And it's a single villa as well.
This one is a little bit different than our others, as far as this owner lives here during the week and then leaves on the weekends, and so we only rent it out Friday through, she normally comes back on Mondays. So she's sort of a resident and a rental owner.
So you rent it out on a Friday and she comes back Monday?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So she lives there when she's not rented out on the weekend?
Yes.
Okay, anybody else got any questions?
That's interesting.
Nope.
She's got it on the market. She's actually trying to sell and move out, but that's just to kind of help them supplement their income until they get that done.
I don't think I've seen that exact concept come through for rentals.
They own a home in Kansas City too. The husband works up there, so she's put it on the market to move.
They don't make any difference as far as the standpoint of.
It'd be hard for me to live. I couldn't be gone during the week. Somebody else lived in my house for 3 days. I'm old-fashioned.
Well, I said, that's just a little different concept than I've seen before.
We on Valley View, Bob. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
138.
And this one's located at 138 Stony Point Drive. And it is a single-family residence. And I believe it's that one. Let's double check me. Well, I may be wrong. Sorry. I need a few more labels, but I believe it's that one.
Okay, anybody got any questions for this one? Okay, Bob, let's move to.
Stinkweed.
Yeah. Stinkweed, LLC.
And this one's located at 130 North Tuscany Drive. And it's a villa unit, a single villa unit here.
Anybody got any questions? That's the one that, when they're building that, that guy fell off. Got hurt pretty bad.
What was that, man?
I remember that measuring that circle. Okay, anybody got any questions for this one? No? Okay, Bob, let's move to the next one. Brad Lancourt, Lakewood.
Okay, this is located in a different area. This is a nightly rental proposal as well. It's located at 670 Amanda Road. We'll kind of zoom in here. and Amanda's off of Highway 86. And I'll turn it over to the applicant and allow the applicant to tell you what's proposed here.
I'm here like everybody else. So it's not much different, but just a nightly rental. It's just my single family resident. So I'm not going to rent it all the time. Just sometimes when I'm out of town, I'm just going to make it an option. But I'm going to still live there, so.
Is that down in there where the return by the...
It's on the same code with Big Cedar. So you go right past, if you're going into Big Cedar by water, you know, you just drive right by my place as you're going into the cove.
Yeah.
All the stuff to the right now is all Johnny Moore's, you know, Nightly, or, you know, rental
little
units.
Paradise Village.
Yeah, the old, what was the name of that old resort that was there? Diamond Head or something? Or
Thunderhead.
Yeah.
Thunderhead.
Yeah, they've turned it all into cabins now.
So you go off of 86, you turn over the RV.
You turn straight across, like where you would have turned at the Gages Marina before, to go left to Gages, straight mm-hmm. across the street, yeah. is Amanda, you just go to the end of the road.
Right.
Yeah. There's that house that burnt up the hill the other day on that road.
Well, your brother Brad still lived down there somewhere.
That's me. Oh, my brother Robert, yeah.
I mean Rob.
Yeah.
yeah, I know.
Amanda Road is actually named after his daughter, after Amanda, his daughter, so,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Yeah, he still lives up the road. I have to tolerate him. Well, he's my brother.
And how many bedrooms is that?
That house is 5 bedrooms, 6 bathrooms. And it's about 8,000 square feet.
So is there a cul-de-sac right there in your driveway?
Well, everybody uses my driveway,
yeah. I was going to say there's...
All the highway, everybody uses it. There is a cul-de-sac before it on the right-hand side, but it's not really adequate, so I just let everybody use my driveway. But the salt guys usually do my driveway, then kind of from me. So it works out.
It all works out.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that within a subdivision?
It was like an old subdivision.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was one that's never, it was in the 80s or something, and then...
The 60s.
Is it that old?
Yeah, it's old.
I know I've never ever heard anybody that was like, I know I get to take care of the well, I know that, but for the community well. But.
Anybody else got any questions?
Yeah. Greg?
Nope.
Good.
All right.
Thank you.
Bob, when's our... Under a public hearing date?
We got one more.
February, I'm just asking so I can tell everybody.
The public hearing will be held February 13th.
All of you to come up tonight, February 13th will be our public hearing. Now this 177, that was part of Brad, wasn't it?
No, it's
another one.
That's you?
I'm Nancy Klein from St. Genevieve, Missouri, an individual owner of 177. My husband and I have not in North Tuscany. And this is Lou Ann Danner. Most of you probably know her. She's my good friend and real estate agent and the reason that we found Branson Creek. And we were the third owners at Branson Creek when only the model was there, and we... the sales office was in a double-wide trailer, and there was nothing. There were no amenities. There was nothing. And we bought it for a vacation and for future retirement. So we bought pre-construction. We waited for about 6 months before we were able to even get into it. My neighbor that shares the building with me, he is a full-time resident, and he was the fourth person to buy there. So in 2008, the development approached me for a nightly rental, and I said absolutely not, because I wanted to be able to come when I wanted to come. Unfortunately, because my husband manages a 10,000-acre cattle and bison ranch, we get here about twice a year. So for about 8 years, we've let it sit. And I went to Lou Ann, and I said, it's time to list it. We just can't keep doing this. And so
we ended up, a friend said, try Knightley Rentals, just give it a try. And I said, okay, so we did, and it's been wonderful, and it's allowed us to still keep our vacation home and celebrate my mother's 90th birthday here. And so we love the area, and we do plan to retire here at some point in time. But like Shirley Boyer, we want to be in compliance with what's right. In fact, when I went down the road of doing the Knightley rental, I called the county to find out what we needed to do. And, of course, you know, we had to do state sales tax and all that, but I've managed it myself. My neighbor, I went to him first and said, if there are ever any problems, I want to let you know what we're doing. You let me know. They've never called me. I check with them every 2 months. In fact, his car is parked in my garage, and his motorcycle's been parked in my garage through the years. So we have a very good relationship with a neighbor, and there are never any problems. So I don't know if Luann wants to add anything, but we would like to be in compliance, and that's why we're setting up with our application.
Anybody got any questions for her? No.
When you bought that originally, were you told that it was Knightley rental available?
No, we were not. No. At that time, there were no. Yes, we were. We were the third. There was the, if you look on the plat map, there was the model home, and then there's two in between my unit on the cul-de-sac is where I'm at. It was in 2008, and at that time, there were just very few places there, and they were wanting nightly rentals for the golf course for people to come. So, and I've been very happy with it. Been able.
Anybody else got any questions for her? No. Did you want to speak?
Only that I believe that the nightly rental has kept values up or helped them to come back up in Branson Creek, and I believe that that will continue to affect the marketability of those properties. I think they pay taxes and do their right thing, and I would encourage you to continue to allow it if you would. And as far as other points of interest, I just think the values and the income for the counties are there.
Okay, thank you. Do this final vote.
I was going to see. Did you want to go back and revisit?
Always.
165 and 167. I don't know if we've had anybody
Did Richard come in? On 165.
I haven't noticed anybody.
Okay. Is he not here then? Okay. I guess we have to postpone them until February, Bob.
Okay.
Everybody agree with that?
Agreed.
So we need to do the final vote.
Well, it was listed as a possible vote, but it's at the discretion
okay.
of the commission.
This is a possible vote. Does anybody want to vote on this?
Oh, on the
A, B, or C?
Oh, yeah.
On the regulations behind
rentals. Yeah, or just leave it. Anybody got a comment on it?
Well, I think since it was probably generally announced that it'll be on. In February, as to not surprise anybody, we better just leave it as was ever thought. I don't care. But
the majority of the comments that we had in the last meeting was the way that we are operating now is in a sufficient way. I think we need to leave things alone.
Well, the only thing that I would say differently would be where nightly rentals are legal already, that they shouldn't have to come here before the board. That could be done administratively. That way we won't have 12 or 15, 20.